My first reading was from...
It's good. These little buns are good. I should have taken a smaller bite for that joke. So we're in part four of the series, God in 4K HD. And I've mentioned before that in a lot of ways, the way I see, I'm sorry, really should have taken a smaller bite. Okay. So when I see HD TV, sometimes to me, they're better than real life. It just, it looks better. And now they put these HD jumbotrons in the stadium. So if you've been to like a game or a concert, these types of things, you'll see these jumbotrons, and I'll be at a show or at a concert or at a game, and I'll find that I'm watching the jumbotron. I'm not watching the game or I'm watching the jumbotron because I can see it better and clearer than real life. That's what Jesus is like. Jesus is real life enhanced. Jesus, we forget, I think, sometimes that Jesus is not only the Son of God, Jesus is the Son of Man. Jesus is the one true human, the one who is created. Sometimes it translates the Son of Man as the human one. The one who was created in God's image and lives into that image in the way that we are all meant to do. Jesus shows us and opens to us that full life, that real life, that abundant life that is more vivid, more colorful, more exciting, more clear than any other life there is. So much so, that it says that it's like being born again. That we are born again into a new life. That's the way John talks about it. And John says, he calls it eternal life. Or life of the ages. The life of the ages. And this life shows us who God is. When Jesus lives it, God is caring. We've talked about God is generous. God is forgiving. But as we read time and time again in Scripture, the most important is love. John talks about that in his first letter. This passage from the letter is very well known to us. I'll read it now from the 1 John in the 4th chapter. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. God is love. According to John, that doesn't just mean God feels a certain way about us. It doesn't mean that God feels affectionately towards us. It means that God has taken some action for us. That's what this meal that we talked about, right? The agape meal, love in action. That God's love, that agape love, that's the kind of love that John is talking about here. We know that God is love, because God sent his Son into the world. His one and only love. He sent into the world to be with us. Now, as I mentioned in part one, that shows us how generous God is. But it also shows us how loving God is. God is love, and love can't stop. Love can't stop. It won't stop. It will not stop pursuing the beloved. Because it's love. It cannot stop until the beloved returns that love. And so God loves us and God pursues us in that great, incredible love and sent the Son to release us from the things that are blocking our love, from the things that inhibit our love, the things that control us, the things that prevent us, that the Bible calls our sins. Returning God's love, not because we love God, because God loves us. God's love is an action, and so reflecting that love to the world and the life that we're meant to live, that is also action-based. John says that love is the same thing as knowing God, that following God's commands is the same thing as loving God. And so all of this points to the way that Jesus lived, following God's commands, knowing God, being faithful to God, or living in faith. Jesus shows us that true life, that faith life, such that we know now that living is loving, and loving is living. There's no other way to do it. If you're trying to do it some other way, it's not living. I guess it's just surviving. And John Wesley felt this. See, John Wesley had faith. He knew God. He believed in God. He dedicated his life to God. But he writes in his journal that he felt empty, lost, that he was just going through the motions. He didn't know what to do until he met the Moravians. He wrote, "They were always employed, always cheerful themselves, and in good humor with one another. They had put away all anger and strife and wrath and bitterness and clamor and evil speaking. They walked worthy of the vocation wherewith they were called and adorned the gospel of our Lord in all things." He learned about a faith that was more than academic, a faith that was expressed in a life lived in love, a life lived in community of love. And soon after, he was convinced of God's love in his own heart, in his own life, at a Moravian Bible study. From there, he went to the Moravian sanctuary from persecution in Herrnhut, where Count Zinzendorf protected the Moravian community there. And he observed their small groups that they had, small groups for support and accountability, and the life of love that they lived with one another. And it was these small groups of accountability and support that began to form the foundation of the Methodist movement in England and later in America. And it was their theology of love lived in action, of faith as a life lived in action, that became the foundation of the theology of the Methodist movement. And so today we celebrate that connection, our heritage of coming together for a special meal, sharing together in a Moravian love feast. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "That which dominates our imaginations and our thoughts will determine our lives and our character. Therefore, it behooves us to be careful what we worship, for what we are worshiping, we are becoming." God is love. So you can tell if you are worshiping our God by how you love, how you love others. You can tell if you're worshiping the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You can tell if you're worshiping the God lived in Jesus, revealed in Jesus Christ, by how you love others. God's love I'm sorry, living in love, living that life of love, it doesn't save us. It's part of our salvation. It's a gift available now, true life, by God's grace at work in our lives, and work to transform and perfect us in love. And John writes that living in love will make us confident on the day of judgment, confident that we will be perfected in God's love. We will be in perfect relationship with God and with one another, sharing in the feast of love for all eternity. May it be so for you and for me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.